I love music. Music is more powerful than words in many instances. Music has the ability to make you feel many different emotions: happy, angry, romantic, carefree, relaxed, sad, bold. The way you feel when you listen to music depends a lot on what instruments are used and how they are used. For example, a common instrument used to provoke sad feelings is the violin. When the violin is played slowly and in long, continuous rhythms, it might make you feel sad. But when the violin is played in fast, short rhythms, it usually makes people feel happy or energetic. Think about the piano or drums. When piano notes are played in staccato or with plinky, plink, plink, quick sounds, they create an upbeat feeling. But when played slowly and with sustained sound, one might feel more like crying. The drums are very versatile. They can create almost any mood as well. Fast rhythms tend to produce positive or excited feelings, and slow rhythms usually create more serious feelings. That's why armies used to have drumming music played as they went out to battle. When played in monochromatic, slow to medium rhythms, it helped the soldiers to feel bold and brave. Studies have shown that classical music stimulates the brain in ways that help with learning and memory. For many people, the sound of waves or wind calms them and helps them sleep. Sometimes my kids listen to music while they do homework or to help them sleep. For me, I can't sleep or concentrate on my homework when any noise is on at all. Whatever your preferences are, pay attention to how different sounds make you feel and be grateful for the power of music.